Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. We all seem to hunger for understanding, especially as changes all around us seem to accelerate. Our guest has a special gift both for observing a larger picture and for telling us things we did not know about ourselves individually and collectively. He is Richard Rodriguez, who seems to have his finger on the pulse of America and Americans in the larger world. For decades, Mr. Rodriguez has reported his observations in his televised and written essays and in national and international news outlets. In his latest book of essays, Mr. Rodriguez calls our attention to the color brown, which he believes can take us beyond black and white. What is Richard Rodriguez trying to tell us in reporting back on what he has seen?
I keep trying to connect the dots in some sense, because it is too lonely out here to be a success. I want to belong to something larger than myself. I want to belong to this American experience, and which means not simply that I connect to my Mexican ancestors, but also that I connect to African Americans, that I connect to the Chinese in the 19th century come to California. It seems to me that we don't really understand what family means in this country. We understand what success means for the individual, but we never teach the individual to understand that his success came to him within the context of his American experience, that he owes it to many people.
Richard Rodriguez writes and thinks about the American experience. He has been a regular essayist on the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer since the early 1990s. Mr. Rodriguez's books include Hunger of Memory, Days of Obligation, and Brown. He is also an editor at the Pacific News Service in San Francisco and a contributing editor both for Harper's Magazine and for the Sunday Opinion section of the Los Angeles Times. He is also a native Californian, Mexican-American, gay, Stanford graduate. Bill Russell and I share Mr. Rodriguez's interest in what we can learn from the American experience. Vastly different kinds of people learning to live together in a democracy. So we were particularly pleased to welcome him to this conversation. Richard Rodriguez, I have a high regard for ideas, but you have upped the ante for me. You have taken it from kind of a metaphor in my own head of, well, ideas are sort of the air we breathe through. These are tectonic plates. When your mother says, don't give your sister big ideas, and then she goes to Paris, and then she gives you big ideas. I think you may be onto a big idea with Brown. Does it feel that way?
It doesn't feel like a big idea right now in my life, but it feels like an enormously helpful metaphor. My life was full of contradiction, like everybody else's. And brown, the notion of brown, the color that combines all colors, brown, the messiest of colors, is when I call myself brown, I allow myself to be several things, sometimes contradictory things, sometimes conflicting things. I am brown not because of the color of my skin, but because I am the descendant of the conquistador and the Indian. I am brown because I am a gay man, but also a Roman Catholic. I am brown because I am culturally a descendant of the Spanish Empire and culturally a member of the English Empire. I am brown in all of those ways, and brown allows me to even accept the fact that I'm middle-aged now in some new way, that I combine green youth with white old age, and that makes brown too.
Oddly enough, as I listened to your voice in Brown, I kept thinking about Walter Truett Anderson talking about the postmodern. And in a very real sense, it's as if you have gone out and, what's your fancy word, Bill, instantiated, made real this notion of what it is to be alive in this time, that we do, as you say, play many roles, that this is a theatrical process. And it was almost as if you were saying, okay, this is what postmodern means. Does that, you'd use the word from time to time.
Yes.
Does that make sense too?
You know, that's a very big word for me. I stopped reading novels about 10 years ago. I just couldn't deal with fiction anymore. The arrival of the stranger, I could hear all the clanking devices backstage, and I thought to myself, I can't go through this for 300 pages. I began to get more and more interested, partly because I've turned so much of my professional life to the essay. More and more interested in nonfiction, histories, biographies, also in poetry, in the tough intellectual poetry of some of the modern Britons, like Philip Larkin, for example, or W. H. Auden. I mean, they're almost works of philosophy. But in my own writing, I'm trying to write the history of an idea, how ideas come to me. And there, it's a jagged line that I'm recording in many of these essays, and in many senses it's fictional. That is, it doesn't exactly. How can we ever say how I came to this idea?
How can you ever know?
Yes. Well, I can write a wonderful narrative and tell you that one day I was walking down the street and it occurred to me that, and in that sense it's I don't know whether this is postmodern, but it is an attempt to show how the drama of ideas, the collision of ideas, the explosion of thinking that takes place in sort of the modern sensibility in California, certainly at the beginning of a new century. Well,
tectonic plates.
Yes.
Walt Anderson.
Earthquakes.
talking about the postmodern says that time has come where it's not a question of what you believe but how you believe it. And what you're doing in your essays is in some ways reconstructing for a public how you believe what you believe or how you got to the position you're in, which, you know, certainly puts the two of you in the,
yeah.
I think that's what Paul is talking about. This is that instantiation, a representation, a living avatar of the postmodern.
Well, there was
35 cent words. Thank you, Bill. Jeez.
This is getting very fancy.
This is inflation. But
reaching for 50.
But, you know, this is not a plug for the book Brown, but there is one of the last chapters. In fact, the last chapter of Brown is a chapter on cubism. Because I was very much interested in the nude descending the staircase, and it seems to me that I wanted to be, you know, I wanted a cigar to be coming out of one side of my mouth, and with the other eye looking toward CNN, and my feet one foot down at the bottom of the stairs, and the other foot up at the top of the stairs. That whole sense in which we have now that we are living simultaneously many lives, you know. Is I think, you know, when I watch teenagers change their channels, you know, on televisions with that insistence that Lucille Ball has to be simultaneous with some ESPN argument about last week's football game, that all of these things are happening at once, you know, it seems to me exactly what it feels like to be alive right now.
This is Richard Rodriguez. All three of us will be back shortly, Bill Russell and I, Paula Gordon. We invite you to be with us when we return.